Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. 101.1 CBS FM.
Of all the things the state of New Jersey has to worry about, you'd think this one wouldn't be up front.
What is it?
They're going to take down all the U.S. flags from the bridges and overpasses installed after the 9/11 attacks.
Why?
Because it's against the rules.
What
for
rules?
For 20 years, it's been okay. For almost 20 years. They're taking down the U.S. flags installed on the overpasses.
Well, first of all, why did they choose this time of year in particular to do
know.
That?
Hold on.
Right?
All the stuff.
And what idiot came up with that idea?
I don't know. And they're trying to couch it. You know, they're going like, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority appreciates and applauds patriotism. We try to express it ourselves.
But get your damn flag out of here.
Every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We've got flags up in all kinds of places. Office buildings, toll plazas, service arrows, state police buildings. Those flags are treated with the utmost respect by the Turnpike Authority. Oh, my God.
I'd love to know what the thinking is behind it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I've seen this before, too. There's a guy, his name is Bob Hummel, and he maintains this overpass. He takes care of all the flags. He happened to be on that overpass, and he spotted the World Trade Centers the day that they, you know, were attacked, and he could see the smoke coming up. He happened to be on this one overpass. It's the turnpike just past exit 11, and he put a flag up there, and now there's a whole bunch of different flags, one for each arm of the service and all that, a peace flag, and he maintains this entire, this overpass on all these flags, and he's really upset about it.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's, I think it's in Woodbridge, is my guess, but I mean, I don't get this. Why, right now, would you take the flags down?
Yeah.
And a couple of the towns that have these overpasses are going to replace, you know, the flags they take down with more flags. So we'll see what happens. The turnpike. Wasn't there someone there that would think that, hey, guys, maybe this isn't such a good idea, you know?
Right now, with everything else. And it's September.
What does the governor always say? The knuckleheads. That's what he calls them.
Well, I hope he wasn't one of the knuckleheads that made this decision.
I don't think he's. I hope not. Right. Good Lord. That's what he calls the people who don't wear the mask, the knuckleheads, or the kids that all get together. Bunch of knuckleheads. Well, that's who came up with this decision, a bunch of knuckleheads. I saw Paulina Gretzky give him a great big kiss yesterday, Brad. You see that?
Yes, beautiful kiss. It's good. Yeah. Good, they're still together.
Yeah,
right.
They've been engaged for about 12 years, haven't they?
Yeah, well, been a long time, and it was very controversial at the start because he was in all her Instagram posts. I think and his golf started going off a bit then, you know. And she's very vibrant in her photos. Scott, very vibrant.
He had some other distractions going on, but Dustin Johnson is now the number one golfer in the world. $15 million he won yesterday.
Wow.
I bet it wasn't even close. It was a runaway.
He's been on fire, hasn't he, the last 5 weeks?
She ran out there and gave him a big old kiss. There's another shot that was kind of crazy I saw yesterday, too. That Morikawa guy was stuck in the side of a patio. It's like, you know, you see those big sand traps that they have.
Sure, of course.
And this guy was stuck. His ball was stuck in the side of the sand trap. And he's and like it's eye level, so he's standing down in the sand trap. He's got to hit it out. So he hits it out, and it starts rolling on the green and goes in the cup.
Wow. That's unusual, right?
Most people are lucky just to get it the hell out of the sand and let it roll back down, and they hit it again.
Let
but anyway.
In the cup. Wow.
I was reading a story from your favorite newspaper, the Daily Mail, over the weekend, Brad. And I know you're hanging out on the East End there. And it's so funny, the number of people who have not left the Hamptons, you know, they usually after Labor Day weekend, boom, they're gone. But no,
well,
not
yeah,
now.
Yeah. That's why they call it Tumbleweed Tuesday, which is today.
Everybody's gone, yeah.
But it's just going to keep on going. You know, it's been a wild ride out here, you know, right from Montauk all the way, you know, up through into Quogue. So it's been a wild part of Long Island to live since March.
Well, another one of the motivating factors, if you're spending 6 months out of the city, the residents can list the Hamptons as their primary, you know, home, their primary residence.
Ooh, for tax purposes.
And avoid paying the ridiculous New York City income taxes.
Oh,
how about that, Brad? That's not big.
That's big. All that radio money. Oh, my goodness.
But aren't they going to have to raise the property taxes out there when they double the size of their school number of kids?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think they've had a pretty nice nest egg over the years. And from what I'm covering, yeah, we've put our two little girls into a school out here, and they're very excited to have more people, actually, which is they haven't had enough kids over the last, you know, 20 years. So, you know, today we go on the orientation around the school, and, you know, we aren't allowed to in the building, but the girls get to go in on their tour to see where their classrooms are going to be. So we're all very excited.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. And what about the young man? What's he doing? What's Harvey doing?
Remote learning, so he'll keep the remote game up back into the city, and in the hope that we all head back into New York City one day. So that's sort of the goal. That's, you know, our love is the city, so we hope we get back in there.
Patty, I was very proud of Brad, and I hope you don't mind me discussing this on the radio, because we all have demons that we have to overcome. And I called Brad because Trish wanted to put a wager on the Kentucky Derby. You know, she's from Kentucky, and it's tradition. She doesn't gamble on anything else unless I take her to a casino, and then she's got the slot going.
And she wins always. It's
she
bizarre.
Likes the slot machines. But I called Brad and said, Brad, could you place a little wager? And he kind of he was stuttering a little bit. And he said, I would rather not right now. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's kind of like an alcoholic going into a bar for me. So I said, oh, I get that. I understand that. So Brad's in recovery. Let's put it that way.
I just thought, look, during COVID, I'm best not to be punting on horses during lockdown. We're still in a lockdown in some shape or form, I guess. Have a break, and then don't worry, Scott and Patty. I will come storming back into gambling.
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not
that's
looking for you to do that. Trust me.
Nobody's asking you to do that, Brad. Brad, there was no problem for me. All right.
Thank you.
We had the right horse and everything. Made a little money, not much.
It was great for Bob Baffert, though, wasn't it?
I went for the Bob Baffert horse because he's nice to you. That's right. Trish and I are going like, what about
seeing
this guy?
See, it paid for you to support Brad.
Yeah.
Right.
And Brad and Bob, every time Brad goes to the Kentucky Derby, Baffert sees him because he's, you know, Brad's about 6'7".
Yeah.
And he said, come over here. Come over here, Ozzy. I need you.
And he's a little loud.
God, what about Patty? What about when we went to Saudi Arabia?
Right.
I'm there with Bob Baffert.
And there he was.
His horse turned the bend. This is in Saudi Arabia for the Saudi Cup. $20 million. And so his horse is in the lead by like two lengths. I'm with him. The cameras are on me and him. And all of a sudden, his horse just stops. And the cameras run away from Bob. And I turn to Bob. I said, well, this is not good. And Bob goes, no, this is a disaster. So it's finally good to see his year has turned around and he got a Kentucky Derby. So he had that success. But if you notice, before the race, his other horse, Thousand Words, flipped over upside down and got scratched from the big race.
Yeah, and hurt his assistant trainer.
Yeah, Jimmy, the assistant trainer, broke his arm.
Yeah.
Brad knows that. That's Fred. That's Brad's other friend there, Jimmy. They know them all. All right, Brad, I'm rolling, man. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Spend your money wisely that you won, Scott. Don't go crazy down at the Acme.
Someone else has got that taken care of, Brad. Don't worry.
101.1 CBS FM. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.